Welcome to Living Magically. I'm your host, Michelle Orwick, and we have the very end of April and the first week of May, which is such a lovely favorite time of mine. And we are going to be seeing some really, really loving energy. We are now deep into Taurus season. And as we are doing that on the 29th, Venus enters Taurus. And this is a sweet, 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 loving energy. It's one of the sweet spots where Taurus loves Venus because it is ruled by Venus and Venus loves Taurus. So we're going to feel this, this gentleness, this benevolence, and maybe I've been accused of the I love you mans, where I just love everybody. And I think that's going to be the prevailing energy of the consciousness, where I want you to see where you can be more kind, where you can be more loving, where you can be more compassionate, whether that's to yourself, to others, to a stranger. But it's also rules money. So it's a pretty wonderful time to be looking to call in financial stability, luxury, safety, believe it or not. And it's interesting because that is followed directly by Mars in Aries. And that's more of an outward energy. So on the 30th, you're going to feel this Mars energy of movement and putting things forward. And as that happens, there's like the masculine and the feminine, the balance of the loving and the receiving and the doing, which is the action of making the thing happen to get the thing. So as you actually are doing it, the magician's tool is choice, right? When we choose to change our mind, we can take action on it. So I'm going to say that a Taurus, as much as I love Taurus, I'm the epitome of a Taurian. The Taurus energy wants to be a little bit stagnant, maybe a little bit stubborn. But this Aries energy in Mars wants us to go out and take action and make a little bit happen. So it's actually, while it may feel a little jarring, it's actually good for us to practice the giving and receiving energy. And of course, that is the May Day beginning. So we have it in different cultures, call it different things. You can call it Beltane, you can call it May Day, but usually it is the last day of April into May. And it is this energy of masculine and feminine unity, the balance of the yin and yang in a sensual, conforming, co-regulating. So we're going to look for brain-heart coherence. We're going to look for that love, but love with action, which means taking action from a place of love. And also practicing the receiving. Someone might need to give. You can practice receiving. So don't be so giving that you don't receive, and don't be so receiving that you can't give. This is where that is going to be a wonderful opportunity for that. It's not really a balance so much as like more like the infinity symbol. What you give out into the world is going to come back to you. What's going to go out must come in. So if you are give, 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 you're depleted. Your well is empty. If you are take, 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 then you don't have any built up karma. So we want, and if you're always give, 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 you have nothing left to give. So we want to be in this figure eight of unity and coherence. And it's a perfect day to put out May 1st is a perfect day to put out those coherent fields into the world for world love, world peace, world and the world needs it right now. We are in a place where if we're in love, we need to share that mindset with everyone. Tell everyone how much you appreciate them. Use your words and use your actions to show people, to give people that lift that is going to be necessary. Because give a little love, get a little love. Give a little healing, get a little healing. I always say that. It's part of my Theta Healing philosophy, which is give it. Every time you give a healing, you're going to get a healing. Anytime you get into the Theta brainwave, it is the energy of love. So if you're feeling off, get into the Theta brainwave, do some 2 or 3 minutes of meditation, get really clear, let go of all the energies from outside of you, get centered. And if you need help doing that, I do have a Theta Healing class starting on the 3rd, so the 3rd of May. So this would be sort of your last chance to get into that entry point of the Theta Healing modality. If you've been waiting for it, this is your time. And it is my honor to teach this class. And so please join me this weekend for the basic Theta Healing class. It is the beginning of everything I do. It was a life-changing experience for me in 2010 when I found the Theta Healing modality, and in 2011 when I became an instructor. So join me in that literal life-changing experience, because we're moving by the end of the week into a transformation energy. So this weekend, whether you're with me in a class or wherever you are, there is transformation in the air, and we will get that with the new moon on the 7th. So that transformation is coming at us, whether we like it or not. So in the meantime, be in unity consciousness. The more you can think of every single person as a god or goddess with the energy of that creative life force within them, then you can think of yourself as a god or goddess with the creative life force within you. That's what we say when we say namaste. Namaste is, I honor the divinity in you as I recognize it in you, and I honor the divinity that is within me as I recognize it within me. Actually live that as a life philosophy right now, and you can't go wrong. That is the energy, the prevailing energy right now. And have a happy Beltane and or May Day. And I will see you again next week. Don't forget to live magically.